Some few testimonies of the ancients. 1. The Confession of the Holy Church of Smyrna, a little after the commendation given it by the Holy Ghost, Rev 2:9, upon the martyrdom of Polycarpus, hodi auton Christon potkate lipine dutsamitha ton hooper test tu cosmeton sisominon soterius patata, out heteron time sebine. Oisb. Hist. Eccles, lib. 4 cap. 15. Neither can we ever forsake Christ, him who suffered for the salvation of the world of them that are saved, nor worship any other. It is an extract from a letter of the Church of Smyrna to the churches of Pontus, giving an account of the martyrdom of Polycarp. To the witness of Holy Ignatius, as he was carrying to Rome from Antioch, to be cast to beasts for the testimony of Jesus, Hepist ad flad cap. 9. A.D. 107 Hados estum he pros ton patera agusa hodos, he petra, ho fragmos, he clies, ho poimen, to heran, he thura tes nosios de hes isilthon Abram chi asa chi Jacob, Moses, chi ho sumpus ton profton kuros, chi hoi stuloi tu cosmoi apostoloi chi he nuf tu Christu, hooper hes, ferns logo, executoi kion hemahina alpen exagores. This is the way leading to the Father, this the rock, the fold, the key. He is the shepherd, the sacrifice. The door of knowledge, by which entered Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and the whole company of prophets, and the pillars of the world, the apostles, and the spouse of Christ. For whom, instead of a dowry, he poured out his own blood, that he might redeem her. Surely Jesus Christ gives not a dowry for any but his own spouse. 3. Clemens, whose name is in the Book of Life, Philippians 4:3, with the whole church at Rome in his days, in the Epistle to the Church of Corinth, Diatenagapen hanashen pros hemis to hema autu idokan hooper hemen and elamati autu kaiten sarka hooper tes sarkos hemen kaiten sukan hooper sukan hemen. For the love which he had unto us, he gave his blood for us, according to his purpose, and his flesh for our flesh, and his life for our lives. Where you have assigned, 1. The cause of Christ's death, his love to us. 2. The object of it, us, or believers. 3. The manner how he redeemed us, even by commutation. This triple testimony is taken from the very prime of undoubted antiquity. 4. Cyprian, Hepist. 62. To Caelius, a holy, learned, and famous martyr. A.D. 250 nos omnes portabit Christus, qui et peccata nostra portabit. He bare all us, who bear our sins. That is, he sustained their persons on the cross for whom he died. The same to Demetrian hanc gratiam Christus imperdit, subigendo mortem troph crucis, redimendo credentem precio sanguinis sui. This grace hath Christ communicated, subduing death in the trophy of his cross, redeeming believers with the price of his blood. The same, or some other ancient and pious writer of the cardinal works Christ, Serm 7, Secund. Rivet. Crit. Sac in Sip Lib. 2 Cap. 15 Scultet. Medal. Pat. Arizm Pierret, Ad Lib. The same author also, in express terms, mentions the sufficiency of the ransom paid by Christ, arising from the dignity of his person tant dignitatis illauna redemptoris nostri fit oblatio, ut una ad talenda mundi peccatum sufficerit. Of so great dignity was the oblation of our Redeemer, that it alone was sufficient to take away the sins of the world. 5. Cyril of Jerusalem, Catachus. 13. A.D. 350. Chimi thomasis a cosmos holos eletrof, ugar en anthropos silos alohuios the humanogenes ho uparabithniskin, chi a to diatizulon tes brosios exeblithisen ek paradiso, era diatizulon isun unyukopodron hoi pistuon tes eis paradisen auk isolusentai. Wonder not if the whole world be redeemed. For he was not a mere man, but the only begotten Son of God that died. If, then, through the eating of the tree forbidden they were cast out of paradise, certainly now by the tree or cross of Jesus shall not believers more easily enter into paradise. So also doth another of them make it manifest in what sense they use the word all. 6. Athanasius, of the Incarnation of the Word of God A.D. 350 Hados est in he patenzoi, chi hos probaton hooper, tes pantin soteris antipsukin to hutu soma is thanatin paradis. He is the life of all, and as a sheep he delivered his body a price for the souls of all, that they might be saved. All in both places can be none but the elect. As 7 Ambrose de Vocat. Genesis, Lib. ICAP. 3. Or rather, Prosper, Lib. 1 Cap. 9. Edit. Olivar AD 370 C. Non credis, non descend tibi Christus, non tibi passus est if thou believe not, Christ did not descend for thee, he did not suffer for thee. AMBR defined ad gradianum habet populis de plenitudinem swim. In electus enimit PR cities, ac ab omnium generalitate discritus, specialis qm sensitor universitas, ad de totu mundo totus mundus liberatus, et de omnibus hominibus ums homins vi deantar assumpti. The people of God hath its own fullness. In the elect and foreknown, distinguished from the generality of all, there is accounted a certain special universality. So that the whole world seems to be delivered from the whole world, and all men to be taken out of all men. In which place he proceedeth at large to declare the reasons why, in this business, all in the world are so often used for some of all sorts. These that follow wrote after the rising of the Pelagian heresy, which gave occasion to more diligence of search and wariness of expression than had formerly been used by some. 8 Augustine, De Corinthians et Grat. Cap. 11 AD 420 per hunc mediator ambius ostendit eos, quis aegis sanguine red emit, facer se ex mollis and urnum bonos. By him the mediator, the Lord declareth himself to make those whom he hath redeemed with his blood, of evil, good to eternity. Vult possidere Christus quod emit. Tandi emit possidit. Christ will possess what he bought. He bought it with such a price that he might possess it. Item. Serm 44 de verbis opposed qui nos tanto precio emit non vult per erquis emit. He that bought us with such a price will have none perish whom he hath bought. Item, tract. 87 inches Johann Ecclesiam plurum idiom ipsum mundi namin apelec. Sicut est illud, dies erat in Christo mundum reconciliam sibi. E tempt illud, non venit filius hominis ob Judas et mundum, sed ut salvator mundus per ipsum. Et in epistola sua Johannes 8, advocatum habemus ad patrum, jesum Christum justum, et ips propitiator est peccatorum nostrorum, non tantum nostrorum se deidiam totius mundi. Totus ergo mundus est ecclesia, et totus mundus audit ecclesiam. Mundus agitur audit mundum. Inimicus reconciliatum, damnatus salvatum, inquinatus mandatum. Sed est mundus quem dies in Christo reconciliat sibi, et qui per Christum salvator, de mundo electus est inimico, damnato, condemnato. He often calleth the church itself by the name of the world. As in that, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And that, the Son of Man came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And John in his epistle saith, we have an advocate, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The whole world, therefore, is the church, and the world hateth the church. The world, then, hateth the world. That which is at enmity, the reconciled. The condemned, the saved. The polluted, the cleansed world. And that world which God in Christ reconcileth to himself, and which is saved by Christ, is chosen out of the opposite, condemned, deafened world. Much more to this purpose might be easily cited out of Augustine, but his judgment in these things is known to all. 9 Prosper AD 440, Respon ad Capit. Gaul. Cap. 9 Non est crucifixus in Christo qui non est membrum corpus Christi. Cum attac decatur salvator pro totius mundi redemptioni crucifixus, propter verem human natur susceptionem. Potus tamandici pro his tantum crucifixus quibus mors ipsius profit. Diversa abestus sors eorum est qui inter illos sincenter de quibus dissider, mundus enum non cognovit. He is not crucified with Christ who is not a member of the body of Christ. When, therefore, our Savior is said to be crucified for the redemption of the whole world, because of his true assumption of the human nature, yet may he be said to be crucified only for them unto whom his death was profitable. Diverse from these is their lot who are reckoned amongst them of whom it is said, the world knew him not. Item, Raisp. Objection Vincent. Res 1 Redemptionis proprietas, hob dubi pines illos est, de quibus princeps mundi missus est foras. Mors Christi non ida impensa est humano generi, ut ad redemptionem aegis etiam qui regenerandi non erant perdinerant. Doubtless the propriety of redemption is theirs from whom the prince of this world is cast out. The death of Christ is not to be so laid out for humankind, that they also should belong unto his redemption who were not to be regenerated. Item, de ingrat, cap. 9. Sed tamen h aliqua civis ratione turi. Et creditam stulta cupis. Jam pan quid hoc sit. Quod bonus omnipotens ctius, non omnia subit. Corda cb, paraderc alms dubit s fidales? Nam si nemo esquam sqem non velit s redemptum. Hod dubi in pleader quiquid volv summa potestas. Non omnes autem salvantur. If there be none whom God would not have redeemed, why are not all saved? 10 Consil. Valen, Ken. For praedium mortis Christi datum est pro illis tandem quibus dominus ips dixit, sic et Moses exaltavit serpentum in deserto, ida exaltare portat filius hominis, ut omnes qui credit in ipso non breat, sed habet vitam aeternam. The price of the death of Christ is given for them alone of whom the Lord himself said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish.
This Reformation audio track is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. SWRB makes thousands of classic Reformation resources available, free and for sale, in audio, video, and printed formats. Our many free resources, as well as our complete mail-order catalog, containing thousands of classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, tapes, and videos at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, that's EDMONTON, Alberta, abbreviated capital A, capital B, Canada, T6L3T5. You may also request a free printed catalog. And remember that John Calvin, in defending the Reformation's regulative principle of worship, or what is sometimes called the scriptural law of worship, commenting on the words of God, which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart, from his commentary on Jeremiah 7:31, writes, God here cuts off from men every occasion for making evasions, since he condemns by this one phrase, I have not commanded them, whatever the Jews devised. There is then no other argument needed to condemn superstitions than that they are not commanded by God. For when men allow themselves to worship God according to their own fancies, and attend not to his commands, they pervert true religion. And if this principle was adopted by the papists, all those fictitious modes of worship in which they absurdly exercise themselves would fall to the ground. It is indeed a horrible thing for the papists to seek to discharge their duties towards God by performing their own superstitions. There is an immense number of them, as it is well known, and as it manifestly appears. Were they to admit this principle, that we cannot rightly worship God except by obeying his word, they would be delivered from their deep abyss of error. The prophet's words, then, are very important, when he says that God had commanded no such thing, and that it never came to his mind, as though he had said that men assume too much wisdom when they devise what he never required, nay, what he never knew.